Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus, and joining me in the studios, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you today, Sheriff?
I'm doing great. Spring is around the corner.
Oh my gosh. I'm loving it. You know, I Mother Nature, she just knows how to get to me. She knows how to get under my skin. She gives us a really nice couple of days.
And then boom.
And then boom. Well, Sheriff, there are a lot of really cool things going on. Now, here's the thing. You mentioned springtime. Springtime, in general, is a very exciting time. Whether you have dogs, cats, goats, cows, it doesn't matter. Babies are coming.
Babies are coming. In fact, I had a calf this weekend that my dog chased out of my field, and we had to go capture it because it was scared and it ran away, and it was a bad deal. We got it caught and got it back with its mom, but springtime brings that. So if you need animal control, we are now fully staffed again at Animal Control. Their full staff these days is 3 full-time employees is what we have out there. So, and there's a lot of things that go on in Animal Control that I kind of want to talk about today. There's been some controversy on social media that rises every now and again about whether or not we put animals down at the shelter. Since 2017, we have not put a dog down at the shelter. There hasn't been one that we put down. We only do that in the most extreme cases, and that's something that's injured to the point that it can't be rehabbed. Then we have to put it down, and it's the humane thing to do. For the most part, we go to great lengths not to do that, and we try to adopt every animal out here locally first, and we'll keep them for as long as we need to if they're a healthy animal to adopt them back into our community before we give them to a rescue to adopt out. The problem that I see with the rescues are great, but we give them a dog and they sell it. So we should reap those rewards here, and we have plenty of people that want animals here in our community. We haven't had issues with adopting out our cats and dogs. It's been pretty good, but there's always something that surfaces that's like, well, you have a kill chamber and you've been killing animals in there. Not since 2017 have we put a dog down.
That's incredible.
So, and the sheriff's office took over the animal shelter in 2018, and that's one of our directions. We don't want to do that. We also want to keep them here. We want to try to adopt our animals out here. We sent a dog to New Mexico that was extremely injured. It went to a rescue, and they've rehabbed it, and it's done good things. So they're back to being fully staffed, so if you need them, call dispatch. They got into a culture of being able to call animal control officers directly, and that makes it difficult because you don't know which one's on duty. So call dispatch 637-0890 if you have animal control needs.
Yeah, and you know, I've had to call many times, so it's not a big deal. When dispatch answers, you just say, hey, I need to, there's a dog running around our yard or whatever it may be, and they take care of it. I actually had to call once because we had a cow here
yeah.
at the radio station
yeah,
eating all the goat's hay.
Yeah. There
it's
you
fine.
Go. Yeah,
it happens.
They get out. Well, and so last week we were taking a dog trap out. There was a rancher that had dogs in their livestock, and we were trying to trap that. I don't think we've caught that dog yet, but I mean, there's all kinds of things. And this time of year, the little raccoons are going to come out and get in your garbage. We have traps for that as well. Raccoons and skunks, they can trap those for you too.
And you know, I don't know if it's just because it's been so warm lately or what it is, but I am not kidding you. In the last week, I have seen so many animal tracks and animals themselves next to the roads.
Yeah.
Deer, raccoon, rabbits, you name it. They are everywhere. So you got to watch them.
I have a theory for the deer. I think they like the salt on the side of the road from all the salt we put out, I think. But man, they're all over the road. I went over the mountain yesterday and a lot of dead deer, a lot of carcasses.
Yeah, all over the place. And you know, I've seen them on the highway between Helper and Price, so it's all over the place, so you got to be careful.
Yeah, so that's what's going on with us today, though, is you know, we've been down at the animal shelter. We've had only one employee out there for a long time, so we finally got our hiring process done, and we got 2 more hired, and they're in the training right now, but they're there, so we're able to stay open. We'll be open on the weekends. Come out and check them out. There's some dogs out there now. I don't think they have any cats today.
Okay, well, go and check it out. And you know what? That's another fun thing. This is the time of year that... Have the kids been begging for a cat or a dog?
Oh, yeah. And
go and pick one out.
Shelter pets make the best pets. Every one of mine was kind of a shelter pet. I guess my latest dog wasn't, but he was a flunky in the drug dog world.
Right.
Poor
he was still
guy.
He was still given to you from another purpose.
That's right.
Still an adoption.
Yeah, he's kind of a rescue in a way.
And you know, they really are the best. So go and take a look. And here's the thing. It was just recently, me and my husband went out to the dump, and I said, let's just stop by.
Yeah.
Let's just stop by and look. And he goes, no, because I'm not dealing with you. And that's just, that's how it is. Once I go, I'm coming home with something.
Well, I go out there often, and I get in trouble because I tried to adopt a cat at Christmas time, and Emily wouldn't let me, and someone else got it before I did. But the dogs are cute out there, and it's kind of cool to go out and look at them, and they will. They'll steal your heart. You'll want one.
Yeah. So don't go with the intention of leaving empty-handed.
Yeah, you'll take something.
You're going to take something.
So you need to go. When are you going by?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I've already got 3 dogs and a cat at home. I can't do anymore.
You're set.
Well, Sheriff, thanks so much for stopping by and giving us an update on all the things going on throughout the community.
Always a pleasure. Be safe out there and keep an eye out for the kids. It's getting that time of year. They'll be at the bus stop and they're not watching for
rowdy.
You got to watch for them.
Yeah, for sure. Once the sun comes out and it's warm out there, they get a little hyper.
Well, the school year's winding down and I can't blame them. They're getting excited.
Super exciting time. Well, that has been another Castle Country Focus, and you can find additional information on this interview by heading on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.